Hey everyone, it's Loon. So right now, my fantasy is that I have him tied up to the bed, naked. His wrists are bound and tied to each bedpost with my pantyhose. In case you're wondering, they're black. And he is blindfolded too, also by pantyhose that are a darker black, so he can't see at all, even if he tries to open his eyes. A trooper. So we're both naked. And right now I just want to play with his sensations. So I have a feather with me. And I'm just going to start off by setting myself on top of him, over his semi-hard cock. My pussy's not wet yet, but it will be very soon. So I take the feather, and I drag it lightly around his head, and I can see the goosebumps already forming. And around his face, up and down his face, and his cheeks, over his lips, smiling, and his chin, and then we'll go down to his neck and his collarbone. He still has goosebumps. And I'm starting to get them too, because it's getting me turned on. And then I take it to his arms, to his hands. Focus on his fingers a little bit. And focus on his armpit, because I know he's ticklish. And he's wiggling right now, and I like it. But I'll stop the torture for now. And then I go to the other arm. Up, go down, up again, to his hands and his fingers, fingertips, his armpit, just to be silly. As he laughs and shakes and tells me to stop, and I do. As he shakes, I feel the vibration in my pussy, and it gets me a little turned on. So I kind of push myself into him, and he lifts up. We kind of rock for a little bit. Now we could feel my wetness starting to build. And I stop, because because I don't want us to get too excited yet. There's other things to be done. So I go back with the feather and go over his chest again and lower to his stomach, circling near his belly button, and then up and down his beautiful, sexy pelvic lines, which I adore. One of my favorite body parts. And then I lift up from him for a minute. And then I go to his legs, running the feather over his thighs, down to his feet, but I won't do his soles because I know they'll be really ticklish. Maybe the next foot I'll do it just to be silly. And I go back up, inner thigh, and he's starting to lift his hips a little, and he's hard, and I decide just to lower myself a little bit, and just breathe heavy air, hot air over his cock. His balls. And then I go back to his other leg, up and down, the same thing I did to the other. I go to his feet, and then I do end up tickling his soles, and now he's really starting to laugh and move around. And he's telling me to stop, so I stop. I don't want to torture him that much. And I bring the feather back up to his thigh. His inner thigh. And I twirl it around. And I even have it brush. He's lifting his hips up again and he's moaning. So then I bring it up to the sides, to his hips and his waist, and I go to the other side and do the same. Then the next thing I decide to do is use touch. So I get back onto sitting on top of him. Wiggle a little bit on his cock. Kind of grind into him. And he rocks with me. He's moaning. I'm moaning. Fuck. Oh God. I can get off just doing this. But no. I'm gonna stop. Okay. I'm just gonna take my fingertips and glide. His lips, his cheekbones and jaw, I can give him a few kisses all over his face. his mouth. Lick his lips too, lick around them. Trace over them. Then my fingers will go through his hair. Give him a little scalp massage. Yeah. And run my fingertips over his neck, his clavicle, his nipples. My fingertips circle. Give a little tug on each one. Then I go to his arms. Fingertips dragging up and down. Placing my hand into his. Just letting him know it's okay. And I'm thankful that he's doing this with me. And then I go to the other arm and I do the same, dragging my fingers up and down. And hold his hand there too. Give it a nice little squeeze. And then I get up from him. I'm on my side here, or near the side of him rather. And then I massage and stroke his cock for a little bit. First I just take my fingertips and play with his head for a little bit. Circle his head. And he likes that. He's moaning, lifting his head. And then I drag my fingers over his cock, sliding up and down until I have it firmly in my hands and I start jerking it. Yeah, nice and firm strokes up and down, and interchanging it with a twist, twirl, up, down, and twist and twirl, and then I stop, because we have other places to go. I take his balls and I squeeze them nicely, just cup them. And even give them a little kiss. And his lines too, I run my fingers over his lines. And I can't help but kiss those as well. And then I go to his legs and run my fingers up and down. Same with his thighs. And do the same to the other leg, up and down, lightly. Then when reaching his inner thighs, I squeeze a little bit, not too hard. Kind of like giving him a massage. I do this to both of his thighs. And then I get up and go to where his feet are. And I give them a nice massage just for a little bit. Because he does it for me all the time, so I want to do the thing that he deserves. He's on his feet all day, busy all day, working, running around. His feet are tired and they must hurt. So I'm going to massage them for a little bit. I'm a good massage. Focus on the ball of his feet. Both of them. Arches, the heels, just continuously rubbing those areas. And then I go to the front of his feet and I massage those parts too. Squeezing a little bit. And rubbing his toes. I suck on his toes. Because I like when he does it to me. And decide to take just one of his foot, put some of it in my mouth because he likes to do this to mine. And I want to try it, see what it's like. So I take as much as I can into my mouth. And he's moaning now, he likes it. I can't focus too much on this right now. We can do that another time because I have a candle that I want to use on him. And I already asked him if I could use some hot candle wax on him. And he agreed. He doesn't know what's going to happen right now. So I go and get the candle. And I sit back on top of him. I rub myself on his cock and he pushes again into me. Almost sliding into me. But no, no, not yet. I take the candle and then I slowly, ever so slowly, start to pour the hot wax. Starting from the end of his neck. And he's shivering. And he's doing those hissing sounds that sss. But he also smiles. So he likes. And then I do it to the end of his belly button, and I stop. And I ask him how he feels. He says he feels amazing, and that he really thought that was an intense but pleasurable sensation. Give him a kiss on the lips. Such a good boy. And I just watch the red wax drying on. I touch it kind of playfully, just drawing the line of wax right down to where his belly button is. And then I get up. Actually, I just lean over. And there's some ice. And a cup. And I just take a piece of ice. And I drag it over his arm. Which he gets chills again, he's shivering. It's nice to switch it up from hot to, well, he feels like it's really cold. It is cold. But in his mind, it's even more cold than what it really is, because of just what he went through. And I brush it over his forehead and his nose. And I go back to the other arm and down. And then I put it in my mouth, and then I'm gonna exchange it with him. And our tongues just play with the ice. Swipe it from my mouth to his, back and forth. So now, the last thing for sensation before I sit on his cock. It's a little surprise. But I don't think he'll mind. Because he likes when my fingers play in a certain area, and he likes when my tongue goes to this certain place too. Sometimes it's taboo when it comes to men, but it shouldn't be. It should be enjoyed. It could provide so much pleasure. In such an intense orgasm. It makes a woman want to have a prostate. So, I have just a small dildo. Or, it's a butt plug. Yeah, it's a butt plug, but it's meant to be used as a dildo as well. You can switch it. Okay. But it has like one of those little stoppers at the end. So that's what makes it, you know, it could be used for the ass is what I'm trying to say. Okay. So what I'm gonna do is have him open his mouth. And then I have him open his mouth a little more. Aha, he knows what it is. He knows. And then I tell him to suck it and get it really nice and wet. He does. For me, and I'll even add some more for my own mouth. His balls to find that magic spot of his. And I start to lick a little bit. Tongue a little bit with it. Now he's moaning. I think he's ready. I tell him to relax as much as possible. And then I lift his legs up so that they're kind of, you know, his thighs are up. And his feet are comfortably down on the bed. So it's like he's lifting his legs up a little bit. I hope that makes sense. Okay. So then I slowly take it and I begin. Slowly, very gently. I don't want to hurt him. And he hisses a little bit, and I say, we're almost past that point. Just let me go in a little further, and it won't hurt anymore. And he says, okay, do it. Just do it. There you go, I passed that ring of pain. And now I'm pushing it even more, still slowly and carefully until it's all the way in. Yay! You did it! So now I flatten his legs back down. Now I get on top of him. And I know his ass is so full, but it'll be worth it when he comes. Oh, it's gonna be so worth it. So I slowly glide onto his cock. Because I want to enjoy every sensation, every movement, every feeling. It's one of my favorite parts of intercourse. And now I'm all the way down. And you know me by now, I stay like this. We both do, just basking in the pleasure that we are now one, and how good it feels. And then we rock and roll, and I rock up and down, and he pushes into me. Fuck. And he can't touch me, and I know he wants to so bad. But next time he gets to tie me up and do whatever he pleases, that'll be the next audio. Fuck. Fuck. And I gyrate on him. Tell him to go harder and faster, and I meet his rhythm and I push down hard, grasping onto his shoulders to just have him as deep as possible inside me. And I know his ass feels good right now too, and I know he is close to coming because he is getting the stimulation. He is getting the stimulation that he so needs, that he so wants, and that I want to. Fuck. Fuck. And I keep gyrating. Oh, up and down. Up and down. Just rubbing myself on him. Breathing hot air into his mouth, and he's doing the same. I tell him to come. I tell him to fill me up. Fill my pussy. Fill my pussy. Please, please, fill my cunt. Do it. Do it. I want to come too. And he says he's about to, and I feel him shake. And I'm shaking too. I'm shaking about to convulse. It's just wow. And I know he feels the same. He's out of breath. He looks like he's about to pass out. I kiss him. I ask him if that was fun. if that was good for him. And he says, absolutely. And then I slowly, slowly, slowly get off of him. And I clean myself and him off. I gather all of it in my mouth and I bring it up to him and I ask him to open. And I slowly pour into his mouth our mixture of cum, our ecstasy, our delight. And then we kiss and share it back and forth until there's none left. And then I remove the blindfold and I untie his arms from the bedpost. And I give him some water. Then I slowly remove the plug from his ass. Gently remove. And he moans. To clean for later. And then I was gonna hold him, but he decided he wanted to be the big spoon. So I get in front of him. Too hot to go under the blankets, and he holds me. And he thanks me for a fun-filled evening. And I just thank him for being here. And for being a part of my life. And for doing these things with me. For having these little adventures. His arms are so tight. Feels good. Feels safe. And he plays with my hair. As I run my fingers over his legs. And then we say,